Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This devotional is called The Idle Idol, and I'm Josh Rose. Daniel 3, verses 4 to 6 says this: "You are commanded to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning, fiery furnace." You see, Daniel tells us that King Nebuchadnezzar was the mastermind behind this big idea to make a statue of himself for everyone to worship at the cost of death. Have you ever considered the stupidity of this? Now, I know I'm not supposed to call other people stupid, but this guy must not have been playing with a full deck. He most likely forced slaves to build a statue of himself and then tried to force other people to worship said statue. He knew what the stuff looked like before they turned it into a statue. He knew that there was no power in this statue, that it could not do anything, that the idol was, well, idle. Why did he want them to worship it? Did he ever stop to think that forced worship is not real worship? Did it ever cross his mind that maybe people were just going through the motions and that they didn't really want to worship it? Was he concerned that this was just for show? Apparently not. Now, maybe I shouldn't pick on King Neb too much. I mean, he was just doing what every man-made religion has done throughout time immemorial: ask people to change the outside without caring about the inside. That's all Neb was doing. He was not interested in the way that people thought about the statue. He did not seem to care whether people formed well-thought-out beliefs about the statue. And he didn't want them to see themselves in any kind of relationship with the statue. This kind of thing is all that man-made religion has ever wanted. But this is what makes the way of Jesus so very different. The character of God revealed to us in Jesus is so different. Jesus did not want obedience for obedience' sake. He wants a relationship with his people first. While relationships may be stickier and messier, they are so much better. According to Jesus, God wants you to care and love him in return. He cares about what you think and what you believe, not just about what you do. In fact, a big part of Jesus' message to us can be summed up in the words he spoke on the cross, some of his last words. "It is finished," he said. Did you get that? He's saying, I did it. He's done the work, and the work is done. Yes, so the idols are idle, but Jesus saved the world. With Jesus, there are no motions to go through. He's not even asking you to contribute anything at all. He simply wants you to accept the gift that he is giving: himself. And so, will you accept this gift again? Accept it afresh today? I pray you do. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.